Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Man, it was just a boring game. Just boring.
Astros.
Flawed system anyway.
I don't believe ratings anyway.
Live from the Veritex, from the Community Bank Studios. Here now, John and Lance.
Who does it?
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you. We'll be here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm broadcasting live from Chicago this week, while Lance is back in studio and RJ is there commanding the board. But you can get in at any time, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How was your weekend?
It was fine. It was fine. My son Alec had a birthday. And here's how we got it started off. My wife tells me, she goes, hey, make sure and get, I was at the grocery store, make sure and get a couple candles for Alec. You know, he didn't want a birthday cake. He wanted scones, my wife's cinnamon scones, which are really good. And so she said, just get a 2 candle and a 0 candle. And, you know, she gave me a list of things to get. And I saw that message too. And I said, wait, isn't our son 19? I texted back, I got the 2 and a 0, and I'm like, wait a minute. Our son is 19. He was a freshman. He's done. He's just going into a sophomore year. I said, isn't our son 19? And, and I keep going with the grocery cart. And then, I keep checking the list and doing what I'm supposed to do. I get home, I don't think twice about it. Then all of a sudden I hear from the kitchen, I'm 19, I'm not 20. I forget. My wife's like, oh my God, I totally forgot. Lance, why, you know that? Why didn't you change? I'm like, I just do what you tell me. So we had a 2 and a 0 candle. So instead she got 19 individual candles to put on. And she's like, well, this won't fit in a scone. This will ruin a scone. All the wax will build up. So instead, she got out a piece of bread. She had to get 2 pieces of bread out so it would hold the candles and put 19 candles in a piece of bread for him to blow out.
So that was, just blow out the 20, and then we'll do 19 next year.
So she put 19 individual candles in some bread, and then Alec blew out his bread candles for his bread cake and then just ate his scones. Like, why are we even doing? We don't have to do the candle thing.
He's 19. He's not 12. Just
let him have. Let me have my scone. Why are you holding me hostage?
No. I understand totally. So you had yourself a nice celebratory weekend.
Yeah, and Snacks' birthday is tomorrow. So we've got a bunch of birthdays coming up. My dad's birthday's coming up.
You were busy.
My wife's birthday's coming up. So, yeah, it's going to be even I forgot the anniversary. But it's going to be a busy month.
It would have been conceived during the football season. Apparently, you're not that busy during the football season.
September, yeah. No, you're right, yeah. I am busy.
You're really busy. I was really busy.
Settle down, Lance. Yeah, okay. I was busy, but Snacks is, so we had a good weekend. Nothing else, I'm trying to think. I mean, it was bad from an Astros standpoint.
But not horrible.
It was interesting from a basketball standpoint, so we got some things to cover.
And we found a great hitting catcher. So
he was already on the roster.
Yeah, and little did we know.
Power hitting catcher.
Yeah. So his 2 home runs. I mean, how many times did you get apologize?
That was
okay,
you.
Did you see?
I'm pro Machete.
Machete, he's the greatest. Okay. All right. Slow down. Dude hit 2 home runs. All right. By the way, it was his first hit in 22 at bats, the first one. So, yeah. And he was like 2 for 34 before that. So, yeah, slow down on apologize. I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that he's won for his last 22. That's what I'm sorry about, okay? And then he homered again, and the only thing that could happen, listen, they lose 3 out of 4 to Seattle, but they're still 2 games out. The Rangers are just – the Rangers, I mean – I have a hard time, even when the Rangers had the big lead, I have a hard time, you know, worrying. So I was much more worried about Seattle last year than I am about the Rangers. And if you want to know the truth, Lance, I'm going to cook right now. You want to know the truth? I am looking at the standings in the American League, and I'm going to tell you this right here and right now.
Uh-oh.
The Astros, when this is all said and done, are going to be the number one seed come playoff time in the American League. They will not be playing in the wild card tournament that we have. How's that? Tampa.
Let him cook.
Thank you, RJ. Tampa is come back to earth. They're not great. They've got a lot of injuries, especially to their rotation, and they have felt it. They've won 3 of their last 10. They just look like a team that is starting to fall apart. The Rangers are not any good. They had lost 7 straight. By the way, the Braves are a really, really good team.
It's like the Braves and everybody else in baseball.
No, it really is. The Braves are unbelievable. But my prediction of Braves-Astros before this season started is looking better and better and better. Especially so when you think about Yordan coming back, you think about Altuve being there, you think about maybe getting some pitching in here. And if Dana Brown has anything to do, just forget about that left-handed bat. Just forget about it. Just go out and get some pitching. Don't waste your prospects on any left-handed bat for this lineup. This lineup will be just fine. That said, they sucked this weekend against Seattle. Boy, you want to talk about Operation Shutdown? It was Operation Bats Shutdown for most of the weekend. After thank God they pulled out that Saturday night game. Thank God. Listen. Neris's performance in that 8th inning was that was one of the biggest clutch performances of this season. Nobody out, bases loaded,
yeah.
Strikeout pop up, and I forget how to get the last guy. It might have been a strikeout. Whatever the case may be, he gets out of a bases loaded tie game, 8th inning, 2-2, and he gets out of that situation. That may have been the biggest inning of the season.
Yeah, it was enormous, and of course, you had Machete with the homer in the 8th. But it was a really big game for the Astros from a standpoint of just being able to stop the stem the tide at least a little bit until yesterday. You did lose 3 of 4 at home to Seattle. You don't want Seattle getting riled up in the second half of the season. I think it's more likely to happen though, John. I think Seattle. We saw what they're capable of doing last year. Be curious to see if they are active in the trade front. Now curious to see if the Astros are active in the trade front simply because of the injuries they have at pitcher. I mean, I think a lot is going to depend on, if Javier can find what's going on and if it's not physical. And of course, if Urquidy can come back to normal. But those two teams, I'm with you. I mean, the Rangers have to learn to win. And the Rangers have to learn to play. They have been doing all this without Jacob DeGrom, which is one of the more incredible stories, is that DeGrom's been out, and the Rangers, it's like it didn't even affect the Rangers at all. And now all of a sudden the Rangers are really starting to slide, and the Astros, we know the Astros. I think right now, as is, John, I don't think the Astros can win a division unless Javier gets fixed. Like, if Javier doesn't get fixed, and I'm not talking about just becoming average. I mean, he needs to get fixed. Because you just don't have enough pitchers. I just don't think you can ride Blanco, France, a bad Javier, and Belak. You're just not going to be able to ride those guys. So obviously Javier and Urquidy, I think, are the real keys. But it's there for the Astros if those things pop back into place. And if you're not that crazy about that, especially when you see that the Rangers are certainly human. And then once again, Seattle. I know Seattle has a little ways to make up, but we know Seattle is a tough competitive team, and they've just been kind of in cruise control this whole first part of the season too.
Yeah.
And that's just in this division, obviously. And the Angels with these injuries, who knows what's going to happen with the Angels?
Yeah. Listen, the first half of the season, I think the MVP has probably got to be Kyle Tucker, but Mauricio Dubon has been spectacular. in replacing and just playing anywhere. He's the biggest offensive surprise. Who's your Framber is by far, you know, the MVP of the pitchers in the first half of the season. Biggest surprise for you?
Is what a surprise?
Positive. Biggest positive surprise on the pitching on the staff.
I would say Nerys's ability to maintain what he was doing at the end of last year.
I'm going to say J.P. France.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the right. Yeah, I'm going to switch mine to J.P. France, too.
J.P. France has been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, J.P. France. Yeah, you're
right.
The
dude comes up looking like a 1920s really bad actor.
I mean, he honestly looks like Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul when he's hiding out making cinnamon rolls. He does look like that.
Or either that or Snidely Whiplash.
Yeah, well, you're going way back on that one.
Way back. But Snidely Whiplash would have a mustache like that. He would tie a poor damsel to the train tracks, and then he'd have to be saved. Who was it? The Mountie.
He's the Canadian. We had a Canadian cartoon.
Yes.
Way back then.
We had a Canadian cartoon back in the – not Howdy.
Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right. Yeah. Dudley Do-Right would come and save the day, and J.P. France would be foiled, and he would save the damsel who was tied to the train tracks, and that's exactly what he looks like when he came up. I mean, honestly, what did you expect out of J.P. France when he came up? I expected nothing. His second outing, I maybe tweeted out that his name is B.P. France because he was throwing B.P.
so
at the
hateful.
Time. It was ugly, and now do you think
you're
I
doing
don't...
the same thing to Machete? But go ahead.
No. Machete, listen. It was one outing that he was throwing BP, and I maybe overreacted to it. But since then, J.P. France has been a godsend to this rotation. And if you want to know the truth, with the way that Javier is, and the way Hunter Brown is right now, Hunter Brown has hit a wall.
Brown stunk the other day again.
Yeah, I mean that's three. Outings, you know, three out of four outings that he's just not looked good. And you're like, well, you know, he's hit a rookie wall. Last year he came up in September, and I guess we just expected him because he looks, his delivery looks so much like Verlander. We just expected him to be Verlander right away, and he's not. And he's a rookie, and he's going to take his lumps, and maybe this break is going to help. I think this break couldn't have come at a better time. There's a lot of guys out there that are really, really tired. But his break could not have come at a better time for this organization with all the injuries. Hopefully Yordan will come back. We heard him. He's taking BP, so that's awfully nice. Maybe you'll get some, maybe Urquidy, we were told it was going to be all-star break. We'll see how he's doing. You know, when you start throwing off flat ground, I know it's a major, major, major deal to start throwing off of that hill that is like just a half a step up. But that seems to be a big, major accomplishment for any pitcher in his rehab. So hopefully we're going to see Urquidy pretty soon because, hey, even Belak has looked pretty good at some points. And you got France, and you need Hunter Brown to start. You got Framber, who's been awesome. Framber, who said, if I ain't starting the All-Star game, I don't want to even go. Okay, I deserve it. I had an ERA. I've got the lowest ERA in the league. Start me, Dusty. And you know what? Dusty might have to acquiesce because if Framber tells him and Framber gets pissed off at him for the second half of the season, I don't think Dusty needs that in his life, does he?
No, but I think Framber will be good. I mean, Framber does like to show out in the All-Star game, but too bad. Too bad. You can't pitch Framber. As a matter of fact, if Framber was bubble wrapped like the kid from Christmas Story with all the coats that they put on, Richie's little brother or whatever, Ralphie's little brother, where he's wrapped up in about 10 coats and he can barely move, that'd be fine with me, too. I can't have anything happen to Framber.
We can't have anything happen to Framber. Goodness gracious, heck no.
I would lock Framber in his hotel room. I can't get out. We're working on it, Framber. We're working on trying to get you out of here. And just not work on it at all. Keep him locked in there.
A lot of national news, and let's not forget, you've got your ability to tell what happened to you this weekend in one sentence. That's at 7:45 right here on ESPN. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? It doesn't have to be about sports. As a matter of fact, it's even better if it's not. So we'll do that at 7:45. What we're doing right now is we're talking about Doc Linville. I learned my hair this weekend. My wife was like, I washed my hair, and she's like, dude, you got to put something in there. Doc Linville's got your hair going. It's crazy how much hair. It's all over the place. So go put some. She likes to say product all the time. And I'm like, oh, stop saying product, please. But you know what? Since Doc Linville and since he gave me this hair and since now I have hair that I can be proud of, is I got to put some product in there. Sorry. I apologize, but that's just the way it's got to be from now on. If you're looking for the best way to look good, to get that hair back, to have the easiest process, he's got anesthetics now that last 3 days, so you're not even going to feel it. I did mine on Friday. By Monday, I'm back at work, and over the weekend, I was just fine. It was an easy process, and now with the anesthetic the last 3 days, it's going to be even easier. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to get hair, Doc Linville is here for you. Just get your evaluation. It's a free evaluation because you're a 975 listener. Talk to the doc. See what he can do for you. If you're sick of not having hair, the easiest process is the neo-grafting, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hear your family.
Look at our family now.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, a lot of stuff going. So the first half of the Major League season, the Rangers are a bit of a surprise, but there ain't no surprise. Like, the biggest surprise in baseball is got to be Cincinnati. I mean, leading that division and Ellie De La Cruz,
good God,
his emergence
this
year.
My gosh, this is.
How about, did you see him steal second?
I
then
saw
third
him
and home?
Third and home in the same at bat. He stole actually three bases and two pitches, actually.
Yeah.
Because he did a little league stolen base at home.
Right.
Ellie De La Cruz has incredible speed, he has incredible power. Just when you thought we had seen, like, Shohei Ohtani is the most incredible thing we've ever seen. Along comes Ellie De La Cruz, who has Yordan's power, and like he has Ken Griffey Jr.'s swing, Yordan's power, and the speed of, I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know who he could compare him to. So I'm trying not to go all the way back in the like 80s and 90s for speed, but he's unbelievably talented and he is killing it right now. I mean, if you look at, what's his name, Corbin from Arizona Diamondbacks, the rookie.
Corbin Carroll.
Corbin Carroll. He just got hurt, and now he's having an amazing year, but De La Cruz is going to have all this time, depending on the injury, how long it lasts, to just keep on making up ground, and rookie of the year. But we're looking at a future superstar. Now, we said that about Tatis, and I mean, he's a star, but he gets paid like a superstar, but he needs to, you know, start playing like it. But man, this is crazy what's going on with Ellie De La Cruz. If you haven't seen his act, man, it is insane how talented he is.
He's going to be a star for years to come in this league. I'm looking back, he came up at the beginning of this month, and they lost a few games. They were in, well, actually, they won games against the Dodgers at home, and then went on a run. They lost a couple in a row to Dodgers in St. Louis and went on an unbelievable run. They have been – one guy changed the whole team. One guy basically changed this whole team, and it's fun. I'm rooting for the Reds. I mean, I really, really like watching them play. They're so much fun. They got a couple of rookies that are just fantastic. Listen, I would you be opposed if Ellie De La Cruz, they said, you know what, I know you've only been up for a month, but I think you should be on the All-Star team. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Ellie De La Cruz 1 month into his major league career.
I would have no problem. That's the kind of guy I want to see in an All-Star game.
Yeah. No, if they said that, I mean, you know what? That would actually make it much more watchable. Much like Okay, so did you, how much of Victor Wembanyama did you watch this weekend?
I watched plenty of it. I watched all of it Friday. I had the game paused. I mean, I watched the Rockets, and then I watched right behind it. I watched all the Rockets, watched all of Wembanyama. It's funny. My dad said he's a bust, kind of jokingly. My son Mason, of course, you know, had problems with that game. My son Alec, you know, was – and I, you know what I took away from the first game when he had – when he had missed shots and some fell downs and turnovers, I came away thinking, God, he is going to be a problem. I didn't care about the amount of points. I saw a guy who was unbelievably fluid from the top of the key with the ball in his hands, has legit guard handles, and had really good arc on a shot. He was just missing front rim of the shots. He needs to get stronger, clearly. He's not strong enough. His hands aren't strong enough. He needs to get stronger hands, stronger forearms, grow into his body. But I came away from that game thinking, man, when he grows into his body and gets more, you know, confidence, he is really going to be incredible. Then he throws the game together yesterday against Portland, where he had 27 points and 13 rebounds, and that looked like what I could see him. Now, it's rookie league, but that looks like the kind of guy that I thought I could see all that potential, honestly, on Friday. There were some plays that people really – but I've seen Yao before. So I've got context here for a guy who looks really bad early on and looks awkward and doesn't look like he's strong enough. And all of a sudden, in the same year, Yao became a really good player in the same year that he looked terrible early on. But it is I tell you what's the most impressive thing of the whole weekend was Jabari Smith. Like, well, I don't want to get off. We'll get on him in a second. What did you think of? Did you get to see Wembanyama? Because I watched a lot of it.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw some Chet Holmgren the other day, and I was like, you know, Chet Holmgren doesn't look too bad, actually.
No, Chet looks good right now.
Yeah, Chet looks pretty good right now. I mean, you know what? I don't know if you saw what Oklahoma City has as far as draft capital over the next 5 or 6 years. It is unbelievable. I don't know. See, that's one of the things about the Rockets, and a lot of people are upset that, you know, oh, they didn't get anything for the first rounders. That's all they picked up was a couple of second rounders. You know what? I just get the feeling that the organization is just tired of being this young. They're just like, we don't want any more young guys. Well, that's all. We're good. We're good on young guys. Let's. How about if these young guys actually come through and we start to develop? And we're not afraid to pay. As soon as these guys hit, you know, when they need their second contracts, if they're playing well, that's fine. But let's start playing some older guys and stop being a punching bag for everybody. Oklahoma City is going to sport a pretty decent team this year, but in the coming years with their draft capital, holy crap, Oklahoma City is a team that you got to really, really worry about. And if Chet Holmgren comes through, my goodness, it is going to be very interesting to see that team in these coming years. I think they got a chance to be a Golden State. Now, it'll be difficult for them to hold on to people. It always is in Oklahoma City because they don't have, you know, the same revenue streams that everybody else does. But they're putting together an organization that you really have to be worried about. That's who I would say is more. He is so skinny, dude. He is so thin. These are, like you just said, now, Wembanyama, we got to think about that. He's going to be playing against these grown men as opposed to the summer league stuff. I really love his game. He's so fluid. He can, you know, he obviously can swat stuff away and do all of that stuff. But you got to watch how thin he is, and it is going to be a concern. When you mentioned Yao was just so much thicker than he is.
Yeah, no, he was. He was more clumsy. I think the issue with I mean, what we're looking at is a wing player. He's just a really tall wing player. So. You know, they tried to post, and he needs to get stronger to learn to post. He's going to have to really bend to maintain a leverage base, but he's going to be able to shoot over anybody he wants to at any point from anywhere on the court. So if he can play down by the box and really develop a good, you know, 10-foot, 11-foot, he doesn't have to get down deep. He just has to be able to get close enough to be able to, you know, shorten up the shot. I think Wembanyama is not going to be – I don't see anything that would concern me about him other than what I already know, which is that he's really thin and needs to get stronger and stronger in his hands and stronger everywhere. But I already knew that. None of that's going to come right away. I had a chance to talk to a former NBA executive who said Wembanyama is not going, and he had done some research on Wembanyama. He said he's not going, he may not even be rookie of the year. He said he's not going to dominate out of the gate like people think, because his strength is a real concern. He said in the NBA, it's hard for guys who aren't very strong to come into the league and play against guys who are stronger. He said it's going to take him time. When he gets it, he's going to be unstoppable. He's going to be just a generational force, he said. But it may take a little bit longer than people think. So that gave me a good insight into kind of what to expect. And then when I'm watching Summer League, I'm like, yeah, I see exactly what he was talking about.
Yep.
Scoot Henderson, you could see, this is a guy who has a grown man's body already. Gosh, Scoot looked fantastic against the Rockets. But why don't we talk about Jabari Smith, game winner on Friday at the buzzer because of some really dumb, terrible play late in that game. Who were they playing? They were playing Portland. Some dumb basketball from Portland at the end. But my gosh, Jabari with 33. Now, a lot of it came on free throws. But then, yes, did you see Jabari yesterday, John? He was terrific, making shots off the dribble, creating for himself. Like, this was nothing like I recognized seeing at all last year. It actually, frankly, it looked a little bit more like Auburn Jabari Smith. And I'm seeing a Jabari Smith right now that I am really getting excited about, because he does not just look like Robert Horry post up and shoot from three. This looks like a guy who can get his own baskets.
Yeah, I just think it's on. He's a veteran. You know how much time how many minutes he got? I was like, I felt bad for the young, these little fellas out here with you, Jabari. That's not fair. That's not right. I love, when we come back, let's get his quote.
Oh, yeah.
RJ, fantastic. Jabari Smith talking about why he's playing in this summer league. It makes it, it brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, I was like,
so we'll do that. We'll do that on the other side right here. What's that?
I said, he is who we thought he was.
Yeah, he is who we thought he was. You're absolutely right. And since we're talking about basketball right now, you want the next Jabari Smith? Yes, you want the next. You know how much money that dude's going to make? You want your kid. That's what you want for your kid. You want your kid. How about that you just want your kid to play outside? Let's not go to the multi-millionaire that is going to be an NBA player. How about you just want your kid? Your kid's sitting around and playing on his PlayStation or whatever it is called now. I have no idea. But his Sega, I don't know. But he's sitting around playing, or she's sitting around playing, as opposed to being outside shooting baskets, as opposed to getting some exercise, as opposed to having friends over. Instead of putting on a headset to talk to your friends, how about that you actually talk to them face to face? And that's what your kids will be doing, because they'll be taunting each other. They're going to learn all kinds of life lessons when you get a pro dunk hoop, because all the kids in the neighborhood are going to be there. Everybody's going to love your hoop. You can raise and lower the goal, and you can do it with a drill now. You don't have to crank it anymore. You can do it with a drill. You stick it in there and down 5 feet. Kids can dunk and they're going to love it. It's the best goal that has ever been made, and you're going to love it. Keith Tate does an unbelievable job. His whole family now, it's a family business. It's been a family business, and they've been spectacular at what they do, because they bring you the best goal in the history of goals. ProDunk.com. Go take a look at it yourself on the website, but you can raise the lower the goal so the kids will actually play. They're going to love it. You're going to love it. ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
Toss a coin to your Witcher.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I am in Chicago while those guys are back there. I'm here, and I came to see my cousins, my aunts, Julia and Tootsie.
Wait. You're a guy in Chicago right now, and you came to see cousins?
My cousins and my aunts, yeah.
Does any of them have a restaurant or a shop where y'all make beef sandwiches? Cousin.
No.
Do y'all talk to each other like that, cousin?
No, we don't. Yeah, we say cousin to each other. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, cousin.
So it is like the bear.
Yeah. I mean, think, you know, Mary Kay and Lisa, they say that. Lisa says that a lot. Yeah. But we played Pinochle last night. I played with Baldo Severino. He was awful, so I had to get a new – my cousin Steven had to step in.
Wait. Are you next going to tell me that your mom – used to be like Jamie Lee Curtis at the Christmas dinner whenever she's cooking in the kitchen. Are you going to tell me that was similar too?
That was close. No, I don't know if she was that extreme, but oh, she had her moments like Jamie Lee. Yeah. Oh yeah. No. My mom, yeah, she could bring the volume up. Let me put it that way.
Now, she never drove the car through a house.
No, my mom never drove the car through the house. No, like Jamie Lee Curtis did. No, she never did that.
Okay.
But, no, she would, yeah, she could bring the volume up. That's for sure. You can ask my cousins about that. That's for sure. But, God rest her soul. But her sister is still alive in the mid-90s. She and Tootsie both. In the mid-90s, so I hanging out with them, and it's just so much fun to see my cousins. We had Sophie's Fried Chicken last night. It's great to be here, see the fam. So it's really, really fun to be here in Chicago. And this is, Lance, the weather, can I tell you, it's perfect, okay? Perfect. I don't know what you did this weekend with your candles. They probably... I know you had candles for your kid for his birthday party.
No, what do you mean? I just sat in sweat.
It made
unbelievably
you even
humid.
Because you had candles. Okay?
I had a wet blanket I had Houston weather. It was hot, wet blanket that was poured all over us that you claim you like until you go to Chicago and you get a nicer summer and realize that that's actually a good summer.
No, it was hot. It was hot. There was no question. It was great, though. We played a little round of golf yesterday.
It's 71 good. Right now. Woo.
Yeah.
Stifling.
Right now in Chicago? It's
a high of 86 today. Here's your hot days. 86, 82, 73, 76, 82, 80, 81, 78.
Like I said, you're
just
a cold weather idiot, though.
With your,
you like
oh,
cold.
I love it hot like this at
cold.
86. You're 86 degree hot. We all agree. We all want 86.
86 is perfect. No,
yeah.
86 is,
it is
perfect. There's no question.
Feels like
but
109.
I'll take 100 so I don't have to take 20 below here. Okay, so that's the trade-off, Lance. So get that right. You know, Jabari Smith. We were talking about Jabari Smith in the last. We didn't really see it, and maybe it was difficult. It's going to be very – there are a few interesting things to learn here. But first, why is Jabari – is this not the perfect answer for a young player getting a new coach in Ime Udoka, a young player who just wants to get better? Here is Jabari Smith talking about why he's playing in the summer league this summer.
I'm 20 years old, you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't I play summer league? You know, we were 20-60 last year. I don't feel like I'm in a position to just sit out, you know what I'm saying? My rookie year wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. So why not get out here and get reps and play with refs, play with my new teammates, play with my new coaches, and just get a feel, you know what I'm saying? I feel like any second-year guy should feel open to play just because of the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? You get to play in front of the refs, you get to play in front of the crowd, you get to play a real basketball game against NBA players, so you usually don't get that here, so just take advantage of it.
So how good is that? Wouldn't I play?
Yeah.
I'm a 20-year-old.
Why are you
playing, play
Jabari? It's almost like, why are you
–
don't you know you're an NBA player? You're not supposed to play now? Once you get drafted, you're not supposed to actually play.
I don't know. You made millions last year. Are you sure you're supposed to play
Jabari
basketball?
Smith just loves ball. He just said, why would I not play? I'm young. I mean, he hasn't played much basketball. That's the
right.
The bottom line is he played 1 year college, 1 year pro. He still hasn't played a lot of basketball. He's like, why would I not? I want to compete. I want to go out there and play. I love it. I love that Tari Eason is playing. The big four Rockets who are playing that you would know are Tari Eason, Amen Thompson, the rookie, Cam Whitmore, the rookie. And, by the way, Cam Whitmore's already got his Josh Christopher shoot everything that moves. Shoot.
Yeah, no.
Every time the ball's in his hands, Cam Whitmore's like going full Josh Christopher. But
I don't mind
having
it
Jabari
that much
Smith
if you
want
to know the truth. I don't mind it that much if you want to. I want to see if Cam Whitmore turns out to be a really good scorer, which he's got the chance to be. And listen, let's talk just a second. Fred VanVleet came out this weekend, or he kind of hinted at the fact that he and Pascal Siakam couldn't get to the young players in Toronto, and that was one of the reasons that – it maybe was one of the reasons why he didn't want to be there anymore, and he wanted to move on, and he wanted to sign with somewhere else. Well, these young guys have had zero training on how to be NBA players. The word that we got out of that locker room was, man, it's terrible. These guys don't know what it's like to be pros. They're not acting like pros. And, you know, whether or not that's accurate, we got that from some people who are in the know that were in there, that talked to people that were actually in that locker room. But when you're seeing a Jabari who couldn't step up and really be, unless you're one of the better players, can you step up and as a rookie and tell veterans how to start acting, how to be better pros,
it's
how
hard to do
show
it.
a work ethic?
But, John, we loved Jabari Smith's personality. Like, everything about him pre-draft, I think he's perfect for the Rockets. I don't know that he'll, although so far in the summer league, he's shown a more aggressive offensive mindset. But even if he doesn't become a primary scorer in a 25-point-per-game, he's not going to become Paolo Banchero. I think we know that. But I think he's perfect for this team because he does have a mature mindset. His dad instilled a strong desire to play the game hard, to play with defense, and to be highly competitive at all times. And that is his dad's a former player, too, and he played a little bit in the NBA. So he's got that background with his pops. And I think that's a really important thing for Jabari, because you could hear it in his soundbite. And I think that's going to be really important, because as he gets older and you start to subtract some guys from the roster, and Jabari's, you know, mindset and the way that he performs is probably going to be looked at very favorably by the new guys like Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, by Udoka. I think Jabari Smith and the way as he gets older, John, like maybe by age 21, he'll become one of the real leaders, if not a vocal leader, lead by example type of Jeff Bagwell type thing. Because, you know, that's the one thing everyone said about Bagwell is he and Biggio just, you know, did what they were supposed to do.
Right. I know. Listen, Dylan Brooks and Fred, we've seen Fred VanVleet, the effect that he's already had on Jalen Green. Jalen Green immediately went and started working out with him and then looked at him lustily. And then Dylan Brooks, we know the intensity that he brings to this team. We see Jabari playing in the summer league and saying, why wouldn't I play? I want to play basketball, love basketball. I think that we're going to see a totally Ime Udoka, who's a tough guy, who's got tough staff, who, I'm telling you, it was described to me, this staff was described, at some point they're going to get into a bar fight because these guys are just so intense and tough and just, they're just that kind, it's just that kind of group. I think we're going to see a totally, totally different team.
I'm starting to agree. To agree, because I already know Dylan Brooks, whether you love him or hate him or whatever, I mean, there's stuff I don't like about Dylan Brooks, but the one thing I do like is that he's a play-hard guy. Now, he's going to challenge you, and as long as he is about the team and not about being his own individual persona that is going to be another Instagram persona where he's like, watch what I do. I'm going to take the Draymond Green character, and I'm going to put a twist on it. Like, I don't care about your characters. Just be an irritant who rebounds, defends multiple positions, and, you know, who, when it gets tough, you know, you have the mental toughness that can really help a team. Because I think it's obvious Draymond Green's toughness helped Golden State turn a corner. So if Dylan Brooks can bring that, that's great. But Jabari is going to play tough without doing all the other stuff. I'm with you. You got a tough-minded head coach. You got Jabari, who's a really competitive guy. You got Dylan Brooks, who's a really competitive guy. Fred VanVleet, who's a very competitive professional guy. How could it not be? Like, you now have two young guys who are a little immature with Şengün and Jalen Green, but at the same time, they're very talented, and they're going to be working with these other guys. I think it could help them grow up. I'm with you, John. I think this year we see a much different team. I don't think it looks anything like the Steven Silas teams. Now, it may be a little less athletic, flying around all over the court, but at the same time, I think you're going to have a basketball team that you really can get excited about if you're a Houston Rockets fan.
All right, we got a break, and you know what time it is, Lance? It's time to play. It's one of the great game shows.
It's one of the great game shows ever.
Yeah. It's called "What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence?" So you get one sentence. Lance is probably one of the poorer players at this, and you get one sentence. That's it. You tell us something, and it doesn't, and matter of fact, we like it when it's not about sports. Something that you learned this weekend from whomever, wherever, your wife, your kids, your I don't know, whatever significant other that might be, or from just whatever, and just walking down and reading something, whatever that might be. What did you learn this weekend? You get one sentence. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is that number. Listen, Chastain Ford, it's a summer sales event they got going on right now. Don't miss the hot deals at Chastain Ford summer's event. It's unbeatable variety. Explore the extensive selection of discounted F-150 models, including the King Ranch, the Lariat, the Limited, the Platinum, and the thrilling F-150 Lightning. That's what I've got. People are asking me, I'm telling you, I love this vehicle. It is my favorite vehicle ever. If you're looking for that electric truck, it's a truck. It's an F-150. Nobody even knows it's electric. They're amazed that this thing is electric. No hidden add-ons at Chastain Ford. They believe in transparency. No hidden surprises. Trustworthy dealership. Chastain Ford is known for being a fantastic dealership. Always does the right by its customers. And it's a Chastain family. You're going to join the Chastain family as soon as you walk through those doors. Unmatched performance. Fantastic discounts, knowledgeable staff. They can price. They're going to tell you right out there. There's transparency. They do it all at Chastain Ford. It is the best place to get your Ford car or truck on, no matter what that is. So if you're looking for the best deals in the city on those Ford cars or trucks, ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN, 97.5.com. Is it football season yet?
The men who play it are the best there are. Disciplined professionals who perform on a stage 100 yards long.
Welcome back from the weekend, Houston. It's time to tell us what you were up to, what you did, in one sentence.
7:45. You gonna put them in there?
Let's go. Let's go. Hey. Let's get it.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with you here at 713-780-3776. It's what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. Tom usually has he's awesome at this. So he's our leadoff hitter. He's our Altuve. And he is going to lead us off today here on what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. Tom?
Good morning, gentlemen. This weekend I learned that sometimes when a hot woman steps away from her group and asks you to dance, it's only to piss off her possessive boyfriend.
Ooh.
Boy, Tom's always in the middle of some.
I don't understand how this guy is like in the middle of all
of
this
women.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's only to piss off her possessive boyfriend. Yeah.
He's always got something going on with different women that are they're conniving or something, it seems like. Seems like he's always got some kind of mysterious intrigue going on. It's a good life, Tom.
Well, he never settles down, it feels like.
There's always some new. Yeah.
There's always new some drama girl that for just, him.
Well, yeah. I mean, some girl's trying to piss off her boyfriend. He's out there, and he's putting himself out there and quite possibly in harm's way.
In harm's way, quite possibly.
Yeah, he's doing it for the community, though. I love that about him. Dr. Dre, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, Double Rod fellas. Hey, what the hell is the station doing, man? Y'all are bringing on Roosh as a ESPN 97.5 correspondent for the Rockets. What in the hell's going on?
Why are we upset with Roosh?
What's wrong with Roosh?
I'm sorry he's out there trying to say Rocket stuff. Maybe you don't agree with his opinion.
Oh, Roosh. You got made Roosh hurt your feelings or something, Dr. Dre? Roosh is going to work hard. Roosh is going to do a good job for us. We're going to be talking to him every week about our Houston Rockets. So then I'm sorry you don't approve of our hires over here. maybe, Dr. Dre, you should just worry about your little truck driving, okay? And don't worry about Roosh Williams giving us rockets.
Just pee in a Gator. Gatorade bottles are the best, by the way, if you're going to pee in it while you're driving, okay?
Yeah. Get one of those at the Marist. They got those giant cups. And if you got to take a long trip up to the Woodlands and play golf, you need one of those giant ones.
Yeah.
And then you feel like, you know, I'm peeing on Damaris right here. Let's get Ryan in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Boys, I'm horribly hungover. I think today is the day I quit drinking.
Oh!
It usually, I've heard that before.
Now, I think a lot of people will quit. A lot of people make that declaration when they're really hungry.
Yeah.
That's what usually happens.
That's like, oh, stop already. I feel like I'm never drinking again.
This could be the day for Ryan.
I bet you by tomorrow night, Ryan has a drink in his hand.
Nah, not if you've had one of those. But although, if you're hungover and can call a radio show at 7:50, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, well, it's not that bad.
I had hangover where I was in bed 1:30 and Whataburger. I was on life support basically until they got Whataburger into me.
Right. Yeah. No. Son,
I don't even know how you move.
I love the Colonel, that grease when you're.
You're fried chicken guy.
Yeah, I'm fried chicken.
Okay. Yeah, I'm burger guy. Let's get Mark in here. See what Mark's got going on line two. What's up, Mark?
Good morning. I learned this weekend that one of the forwards for the U.S. Women's National Team World Cup roster is the daughter of former NBA star Dennis Rodman.
That's correct. She's very, very good. I did know that. Now, that's one that I knew.
Yeah.
She's very, very good. Yeah. Dennis Rodman's daughter plays for the U.S. Women's National Team. You didn't know that, yeah. John?
No, I didn't know that. And that's cool. So I learned something this weekend as well.
You just learned
Dennis
something
Rodman's
right now
daughter.
On a Monday.
Yeah, how about that?
Guess who?
La raza que pasó, mijo.
Juanito y Len Zerlein. Que pasó,
Gentlemen,
I want to give a special shout out to Mari. This is how I talk, Mari. Que pasó, Mari. So, gentlemen, what I learned over the weekend is congratulations is in order. John Granato, one chump of the week on the wheelhouse. Congratulations, Johnny.
Yeah. My
what did you win this week?
Forgive my GimmeVin.com commercial.
You're one that turned into some political thing?
Yeah. Yeah, somehow. I don't know why, but whatever.
I don't either. It was like you got yourself into some hole and you kept digging.
Well, so I displaced Paul as the chump of the week. So I am the reigning champ as we speak. But it's not that big. Paul's jury thing where he was a Southern gentleman is one of the worst bits of radio ever. So this doesn't they just wanted to get me in there is all they wanted to do.
What?
That's all they wanted. Yeah.
I didn't hear it, but come on.
You gotta hear it. He thinks he's SEC guy.
Is it gonna make me cringe?
He's doing jury, yeah. So it's not even close. They just wanted to get me in there. I think it was rigged. The voting was rigged.
Did they play it or did they just talk about it? They got to play it.
No, they played it.
Right?
Okay. They played it. It's not that. It's not that bad. Come on. I've said a lot worse about clients on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
It's actually not even bad. I was just, you know. John Clay Wolf, I think, leans conservative. I'm not backing down on that.
You just went a whole different direction in the middle of a commercial. I'm like, is this guy still buy cars? Let's get Tony in here. What's up, Tony? What'd you learn this weekend?
Hey, good morning, guys. I learned this weekend that Israel Adesanya is, in fact, racist to be calling a South African man the N-word, and that's all I called to say. Have a good day.
Okay. Yeah, I saw just a little bit about that, but I didn't see everything that took.
No, I saw Twitter's reaction to it. I didn't know what he did or what, but because nobody, hey, you can't put out there what he did. But yeah, I saw Twitter's reaction to it. It was none too pleasing for Adesanya. I can tell you that, and he's out there a little bit, right, Adesanya?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Is there anything that you learned this weekend?
Oh, man. Is there anything I... Yeah, what I learned this weekend is that Jabari Smith has another level to his game, potentially, that he's unlocking this year.
That's nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, again,
I try to play the game correctly.
Right. I think he's like... It almost feels like he's a junior playing against freshmen out there. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? But I don't care. He's playing well. That's sweet. Totally sweet. Let's get Ocho in here. Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend?
Hey, John, you mentioned the Colonel earlier. Well, I learned that Dave Thomas worked for Kentucky Fried Chicken and the real Colonel Sanders before opening his own food chain called Wendy's.
Where did you learn stuff like this?
He learns stuff like that all the
Where
time.
Where does he learn all this? Does he have a website that sends him daily emails?
I mean, he reads stuff. I just...
Where does he get all this stuff?
Learn stuff.
Ocho
I'm not
has
into
more,
stuff by
Tom
reading.
Has life stuff, and Ocho has given us, you know, well, the Hugh Hefner stuff, he was watching some documentary.
Yeah.
Where do you, are you watching a doc? You know what? What am I watching? Oh, I watched the Wham! Documentary, much to my brother-in-law's chagrin. But I could tell you that, okay, what I learned this weekend is that Wham! Copied Human League. Boom. There you go.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, Wham! Was a big fan of Human League, so they added two girls. Also learned that Andrew Ridgely was straight, which I wasn't 100% sure of when I was watching. He was as pretty as George Michael was back in the day. Oh, also, you learned that George Michael was one of your people. His name was Yogg. His real name was Yogg Vorhegan. He was something Greek. He's just Greek. He's Greek.
Oh, he's Greek.
Yeah.
Well, that's where, you know, a lot of pretty people there. Not really. So I learned this weekend, speaking of George Michael, I'm watching a video of him standing off of the stage, you know, singing along to Under Pressure with David Bowie, practicing, you know, before a concert with Annie Lennox. And I was like, oh my goodness, what a great video this is. David Bowie just choking down a heater the entire time he's singing Under Pressure with Annie Lennox.
Oh, really?
It was great. It was awesome. So that we got any more? That it? We're good. 757 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nice job, people playing. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Taking a break here. We will get back to Astros baseball talk on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Lance and I are both talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. And listen, we love Billy. We just love Billy. But you hate to call Billy. You know why? You call Billy because something's wrong. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be something wrong, because there are a lot of services that are going to maintain. If you got a tankless water heater, you need to clean them out, get all those. If you need to change water filters, you need drain cleaning. You know, there's a lot of maintenance stuff that you need to do with your plumbing that you probably don't do. I had never done any of that. And when they came, because my water pressure was bad, they were like, hey, have you cleaned these tankless water heaters at all, ever? No. Well, you need to. So this is the kind of stuff you find out with Aqueduct Plumbing, Lance.
Well, Aqueduct Plumbing Company does so much when it comes to just diagnosing big issues, but they're also great at just fixing smaller ones, ones that you can't do for yourself, and they don't overcharge. And I know the big concern for everyone is that you're just going to get absolutely taken to the woodshed when it comes to a plumbing company. That's not the case with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It really isn't. I mean, you can call them and know that they are going to treat you with respect. They're going to give you fair pricing, and they're going to get fixed right the first time. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com, aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. Finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?